New York City, what is happening? Well done. My name is Andrew Jupin.
I'm Eric Siska.
I'm Steven Sadak.
And we are We Hate Movies from right here in New York City. Thank you for coming out for the
I was
New
born
York,
on this
what's that?
What, I was born happened? On this stage.
Born on this stage?
Yeah.
See if I can do this.
Oh, that's
better.
Better.
Yeah,
look at that.
You can do that.
Bye. So real quick, how many of y'all are familiar with the show we run on the internet? Okay. So if you're unfamiliar, if you're coming here with a friend on after a nice Sunday brunch.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you're just here for the Zach Braff show.
You might just be here for that. Zach is back, so I've heard.
Yes, he is back.
Which is cool. But we're a podcast where Patrick Stewart introduces us. And then we come out. Can I just say, really, we're a podcast that talks about bad movies and makes fun of them. Can I just say, about that clip, you can feel the gun, like just off camera, pointed right in the middle of his forehead.
Yes, emojis are wonderful. I love emoji movies.
You know,
I'll be in all the emoji movies. Just put it down, man. It's cool.
I will say, I think emojis are the only society that have successfully repealed the Second Amendment. Because, do you guys remember the gun emoji?
Oh, that's right.
It's a squirt gun now.
Just a super soaker.
Yeah, he was about to get soaked.
Stop trying to take my emoji guns, goddammit. Yeah, look, emoji guns sometimes kill children, but I have the right to show you my emoji gun.
You can take it from my cold, dead skull emoji.
David Hogg doesn't want you to hear this.
What's also awesome about it is he keeps kind of sounding like he's saying his name, so in case anyone's looking for him, like, I'm Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart.
Poop. That's the signal. Help. Help.
They're in a van outside. They should be coming in now. The code word is emoji.
Here's today's newspaper with the correct date, as you'll see. I'm still alive.
Russell Crowe's looking for him. What's that movie? Proof of Life.
Proof of Life.
Wow.
Wow, deep pull. Proof of Life fans.
Yeah, all right.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
That broke up Meg Ryan's marriage.
That's right. R.I.P.D. Mm-hmm. That marriage. So I wanted to start just...
By talking about Proof of Life.
Yes.
Yeah, that's mean.
Anything else? Any other notes on Proof of Life before we move on?
Do you want to go into Gladiator or Cinderella Man next? Or
actually, wait, real quick. How hilarious is it that he has to sell all that shit at a divorce auction? You guys see this?
Oh, well, Russell Crowe.
He's getting divorced, and he's got to sell all this shit to pay for it. And he's like, oh, crikey, you want my cup that I wore in Cinderella
Man? That's right. That's where the Virtuosity suit. You could buy it. Oh.
No, you can buy the 6.7 suit?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And his codpiece from Cinderella Man.
Oh, nice. That's
dude, lay off the pipe. I just said that down here, man.
What?
You are kind of hilarious.
You could buy Paul
You are hilariously far away from me. It's pretty great.
You could buy Paul Giamatti from Cinderella Man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll clean your garage.
Russell won me at a poker game.
Where's the bleach again? I'm done with the bathroom, but I need the bleach.
So did we already ask if anyone watched Emoji Movie in preparation?
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
We apologize. Sorry. We're sorry.
Sorry about that, everybody.
It's kind of an apology tour whenever we do one of these.
No, but that's why I wanted to say, just to start off, right, because everybody's always like, they're so nasty on the internet. Oh, those angry old We Hate Movies guys are so mean. I decided it might be nice to say something positive about the Emoji Movie before we got going.
Okay, sure.
And it's this. What a blissfully fast 86 minutes.
Yep. Yeah.
Isn't that something? Yeah. I saw that runtime on Netflix last night. I started crying. Like, under an hour and 45? How?
It's.
You know why? Because there's nothing to this, because it's not a movie.
They are padding this out like a bad SNL sketch. You're like looking for new stuff to do.
So I got a question about the rate in which time moves in the phone, right?
Okay.
Because Father Meh, played by Stephen Wright.
Jesus Christ.
If you say it again, I'm going to leave.
When this kid bought that phone and started,
looking at pornography on it.
So Stephen Wright presumably would have been the emoji.
Yeah.
So it's been like 50 years in the phone. when it was like maybe like a year or two in real life.
Oh, right. Well, then because Patrick Stewart, man, look at that old turd.
Yeah. He's already, yeah, he spawned as well.
Okay, but that did he shit out his son?
Oh.
That's did, my, wait, wait, that's wait, my or, real
or,
question here.
Or did he fuck another piece of shit?
In there?
You know, like we got to ask these questions and what's going on with the genitals?
Do you have to ask these questions?
Well, did they meet in the colon?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Was it like, you know, incestuous? Was it another shit from the same thing that shit
you know,
him?
Some questions you have to ask, like, is your seatbelt buckled? Or do you smell smoke? Did he shit out his own son?
That's
maybe
up there.
Not a question.
I think it's up there. I think it's just as important.
What's it, like your top five?
Yeah, I would say.
Well, listen.
Why do they procreate at all? Is
right,
my question.
The father meh and yeah. mother meh confirmed yeah. that these emojis are fucking.
Yes, that's true.
And 100%. They make a baby emoji.
Yep, they do. He's the only one with parents, though. That's weird, right?
Yeah, it is.
Any other parents? Any other emoji?
I mean, there
parents?
Must be. Maybe
other than father shit and son shit, no.
No, oh, I think it's like the giver, man. They put those fuckers to sleep.
Oh.
You get to a certain age, and you're done for.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's like the Logan's Run of emojis.
That makes total sense.
That didn't play as well, because nobody remembers that movie.
I'm surprised the giver made it, man.
Well, Lois, or is this the Jeff Bridges masterpiece?
I was thinking of the book, Lois Lowry's The Giver.
Oh, I'll be backstage then. Sorry.
But yeah, so, I mean, like, why do they have children?
That's a good question. Because, like, they're replenishing the emojis.
Yes.
Which, why? Why can't they just be, like, immortal or something?
But there's, they you only have a phone for 2 years, and they only live on, it's not like.
I got a rich boy here.
They only live on that specific phone, like unless they can escape to the cloud.
Well, that's right. What this whole movie is literally
yes.
about,
yeah.
Escaping to the cloud. And I guess being yourself or whatever the fuck Patrick Stewart yeah, was trying right. to say.
You know,
what are you even talking about?
Folks, it's never too early to talk to your kids about Dropbox. You know, sign them up for Dropbox.
Like someday, kids, you'll be old enough to have a soul-crushing job. And at that soul-crushing job, your supervisor or your boss will make you put boring spreadsheets and other files into a thing called a Dropbox. Isn't this fucking exciting for children?
You need to learn this as a teen. Where are you going to put all that pornography you downloaded and destroyed your father's computer? You put it on Dropbox.
What's with all this adware? Oh, who are you kidding? That dad's looking at porno, too.
Well, but Dropbox is like Oscar Schindler in this movie. He gets them out. If I could only get them all out, all of the emojis, all of how many emojis could I have saved?
I could have saved so many more emojis. The gun one is gone.
This box could have paid for 3 more.
Jesus.
So yeah, we meet our character Gene, who is a meh emoji,
voiced by T.J. Miller. With what a fucking appropriate character name for that.
That was
guy.
The T.J. Miller goodbye tour, by the way.
Yeah, vaya con Dios, motherfucker.
But
is that what they put at the end, like in Street Fighter?
It's the only two times in film history, Raul Julia and fucking T.J. Miller via con Dios. One was dead.
Yes, and one might as well be. So he's a meh emoji, and the word meh is used in this movie way too much, which is to say more than once. Yeah, I've never heard this word so many times. I am done with this word.
I'm off saying it. I'm off meh.
Yeah, I'm just meh.
Meh. No, meh is done, meh. Dude. Meh
is
banned. I
think we have to go back to eh.
Oh, drop that M?
Yeah, I just go back.
Well, put some flair in there, blasé. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm the blasé emoji. That's a little much.
It's a lot much. So he's a meh emoji that doesn't feel that way. It's kind of weird, like, this caste system. Like, if you're a face emoji, you are only allowed to have one feeling. But if you're poop, you can do whatever you want. You can have ups and downs.
Soft, hard.
That's not true, though.
What do you mean?
Like, it starts, that's what they set up, is that Gene is, like, he can't be just meh.
Yeah.
He has to be happy and all this other shit. You get a full view of, I hate Textopolis.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, say it again.
Fuck. No.
No. No. You are fuck. Oddly you far away from me, even.
What did you say?
Why is the chair so far?
Okay. I love it.
Well,
Look at this rug, too, man. We're like Dave Matthews Band up here.
But look, these are wireless, so if you want, we could go hang out with Chris.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
look come at here. That.
Oh, do
come
it, man.
Yeah, come here.
So we're talking about Texopolis.
Okay. Yeah, right. Go over here. Yeah.
This is what you always wanted.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like Al Gore back here.
Did
you just ice me? There was a high five offered.
I was just planning my sick Al Gore joke.
Right, the levels are, oh my God, that's too much We Hate Movies.
Look at the skyline be destroyed by this podcast.
There's like a little Textopolis up there, actually. Yeah.
One day the We Hate Movies in your phone, it will destroy Textopolis.
So, yeah, we're at Textopolis, and the weird thing is also, like, yeah, he can't just be meh, but the thing is he also has to, like, he talks about like how the crying emoji is always sad, even though he wins the lottery.
Yeah.
So the lottery exists in this world?
Oh, dude, anywhere you go, phony, fantasy land, or otherwise, there's degenerate gambling.
So, no, actually,
come on.
Money exists. Money is an emoji. Are they trading people?
Oh, that's
good. They're just pulling parts of the money emoji to pay for other things.
And I guess like Texopolis government has like the money emoji in a breeding center. So it's like printing money. It's just constant. I guess it would be intercourse of some kind.
Intercourse of some kind.
But like you pass a Christmas tree, which in theory would just be a Christmas tree without a face or anything, just standing on the sidewalk, and it's jumping around, having happy.
Have sunglasses on?
At one point, it has sunglasses on.
Is there a cool Christmas tree emoji that I know of?
I don't know.
Let's just talk about the movie, right?
Oh, good idea. You know what? Great idea.
They go down to that basement of loser emojis eventually.
Oh, right. That's where the unpopular emojis go, the boiler room with fucking Freddy Krueger emoji. Or whatever the shit's happening.
So it's Gene Meh who fucks up his first day on the job.
Yes.
He texts the wrong face.
Well, this whole process, by the way, turns out, is really, really stupid.
It's a picture. We've had pictures forever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why
not just take one?
Scanned every time.
So the whole, to make you hip on this, if you were sane enough to not watch it, they have a big like wall, like Hollywood Squares kind of, and all these emojis that are on duty that day, I guess.
And
sit
then
in this
for
thing.
No reason, Bruce Valanche.
I would use the Bruce Valanche emoji so much.
Like, you know how I kind of only use that gif of the dude about to kill himself? The Bruce Valanche emoji would be the only thing. And then you would have to figure out how I was feeling in relation to using the Bruce Valanche emoji.
Gotcha.
It'd be pretty great. So they have all these Hollywood Squares types things. And then when the kid presses the emoji, it sends a signal into Textopolis. I'm hearing myself say this in front of you. And then, like, a big hand comes out and has to scan these little things. Listen, I press that thing, it's there. It's done with. So time passes differently.
Yes, exactly.
So we're getting somewhere with this. We're going to crack this movie. But so, yeah, you have to just stand there and, like, make your emoji face, and then Gene fucks it up, I guess.
Yes. By not being meh, you know, because he had to be him.
So then he's viewed as a malfunction, and he has to find Oscar Schindler.
Get me out!
Because now there's these bots after him, you know, because Smiler, which is the first emoji, it's just a smiley face, it's Maya Rudolph movie.
She's pretty good in this, I think. She's like the only thing that's like got a hold of what the character should be, you know?
Yeah, because she's great in everything. I mean, you could have like a cabin home movie, and if Maya Rudolph walked through, you'd be like, oh, it's pretty good. Oh, well. At least Maya Rudolph was good in it. It looked like a pretty sad Christmas, though.
But not enough of her... But not enough of her, but you get a lot of Stephen Wright and Jennifer Coolidge doing a Stephen Wright impression.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yikes. She was like, what should I do for this role? And they were like, just do what he's doing. Which is a joke that's funny for an eighth of a second.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then if you total it all up, it's like 10 minutes of this joke of the two of them just talking about serious things, but just in the Stephen Wright voice. So it's like, well, maybe we should get divorced. Or they say things like, oh no, our son is missing. Wait, and like, what? You're supposed to be laughing your tits off at this like monotone gag for 10 minutes of screen time.
Why does divorce exist here?
Actually, you know what? Great point.
Question.
And wait, now, do you give like a paper emoji to them? Like,
oh, that's true. Oh no, our emoji house is... I don't know, like you lose your emoji house. Was there an emoji stock market crisis?
There must be something.
Because there's money around here.
Because that stock app that nobody uses on their phone.
Got it.
Because there are houses, there are jobs. Why are there jobs?
Why can't I just be a fucking little smiley face and live my own life? Why do I have to go to work every day?
Well, because it would just be like... I don't not Textopolis, text apartment complex.
Oh, that's true. Socialism.
Maybe that'll be like the Netflix show. It's just called Text Apartment Complex. And it's like Melrose Place, but just with emojis in it.
Oh, that's true.
Would you watch that, Steve? Would you watch it with me?
I think I would watch it. It would be a sexy show.
So Gene Meh meets up with the high five emoji.
Sure.
Which is a hand with a mouth. Could you imagine, folks?
Oh, man. A hand with a mouth? I'd never leave the house.
Fair. Fair.
Played now, somewhat admirably. No, played by James Corden.
James Corden,
He just has so much fun all the time. Yeah.
And James Corden is a loser emoji. He's not in the favorites lounge, which is the recently used, I guess.
The recently used column on your emoji thing. That's what the Hollywood Squares shit is.
Right. There's like a microchip bouncer. Like, the fuck? What world are we in?
Textopolis.
Like microphone mega chips going around?
What?
Just like mega chips just rattling around in my phone.
No, isn't there a computer chip emoji?
Yeah, oh, I guess that's true.
Yeah, let's just, for the sake of this, say yes.
Okay. For the sake of moving on. But this is like obviously very much like, like Toy Story, where everyone as a kid like did have that moment of like, wow, I wonder what my toys are doing when I'm not looking. You know what I mean? And then Wreck-It Ralph's is like, oh.
I wonder if somebody should make a movie out of that.
Yeah. And then it's just like, but what? I wonder what the emojis, my emojis are doing when I'm not watching them. Does everything need to be a sentient thing? Like, can I have water without destroying a fucking civilization? All the little hydrogen, all the little H2O atoms, molecules.
Molecules.
Science words
that I'm really good at. Like, they're just...
There's a whole world, dude. Like, inside the water droplet, that's a whole world.
Oh, of course.
And that's a movie.
Uh-huh.
Right? Or, like you grind up a bunch of coffee beans and put them in the coffee machine, but what's going on in there? That's a movie.
You...
That's like
so
a movie.
So, every time I make coffee, I kill countless people.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
It's going to be a horror movie.
And they're all in there. They all got fucking families, and they're all like joking with each other and singing songs.
They live, they die, they fuck, they fail, they succeed.
In that order.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
What's going on inside this microphone? Wow.
Oh,
what
can
a movie.
Imagine?
Yeah, I know. Wow.
Well, I'd never leave the house.
Yep. Just a
So James Corden, high five, brings Gene Meh.
Can
Down
I say something?
To,
yeah,
no.
sorry, but just another gross thing about this high five.
The Band-Aid.
Why does it have a Band-Aid? Oh, my God.
They bleed.
It's crawling just thinking about it.
They bleed. They
what?
Bleed. They bleed.
What? High five?
Emojis.
Oh.
No, emojis can get hurt. Apparently, they have bones. Because
one of
the first shots is this the laughing emoji with a broken arm. It's like, I can see the bone.
Oh,
I'm like,
right.
No, you can't. You're nothing.
You know, I'm just looking at my emoji keyboard here, and I'm wondering, shit, do these have bones?
Why is this emoji bleeding?
Emoji Hospital, that's a movie.
Oh, yeah. That's a emoji TV series, hospital, my friend.
Dude, Emoji Hospital, get the whole gang back together. George Clooney, Eric LaSalle, get them all back.
Yeah.
Other people that were on ER, a show I never watched a second of.
So I'm Patrick Stewart, and I play Poop. In this movie, Poop realizes he has cancer. And it's a very long process of him living
cancer.
And dealing with it. It would be obviously be colon cancer.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
So Gene Meh.
Wasn't he have throat cancer?
So Gene Meh.
I smoked too many emoji cigarettes. Oh, I wanted to be cool.
Yeah, you'll ban a gun emoji, but you won't ban no cigarette emoji.
That's right, David Hogg, you pig.
I don't know.
Jesus
no, I, we like him.
Oh, so Eric.
We do.
Eric, I'm sorry. What?
James Corden brings T.J. Miller's character down into the basement of the least used emojis.
Right, yes.
Which, eggplant for some
eggplant
reason?
Eggplant is in the not used one. Are you fucking serious? Right.
Yeah, right. Phone from a teenage boy. Eggplant is in the unpopular emojis.
And he's portrayed as a dullard. He'd be a Casanova.
Yes. Oh,
he'd
absolutely
be the mayor of Emoji Town.
He's got to be the A number one, like, I almost said Tinseltown. What is it? Textopolis.
Textopolis.
He'd be like the gigolo of Textopolis.
He'd be like Michael Jordan. He couldn't go to a restaurant. Like, oh my God, that's the eggplant emoji. Oh, wow.
Just the fact that a 15-year-old kid is not going to use the eggplant emoji. Wake the fuck up, screenwriter.
So, and now I think this is where, now this is, I'm trying to loop this back around to the tree with sunglasses on it.
Okay.
Because it is passed out on this couch doing who knows what. Some type of opium den. I think it's dead.
That's what they're all doing down there. They're eating a bunch of takeout, shooting up.
Well, that's a good shooting up is an emoji, by the way.
Hey, man, I'm the meth emoji. How's it going? Wait, did you say you're going to ban the meth emoji, man? Oh, man. Oh, thank God.
Oh, that's just sugar. That's just sugar. No,
by the way, there is an there's a suitcase emoji eating a Chinese food emoji, which, what is that? And it's small. It's small.
It's babies.
It's babies.
It's babies. They're eating babies. They're all cannibals.
Babies! They're eating babies!
And like the fish cake emoji is eating the little pizzas, and we already met the big pizza. I mean, this is horrible.
Yes. Now, because Gene Meth fucked up, though these bots are after him to delete him.
Yeah.
And they break in, and now James Corden and T.J. Miller, they grab these opium addicts and use them as human shields.
Oh, yes. That's right.
They put
that's
sunglasses
right.
on
right.
them so that it looks like they have eyes, but those are long shut, maybe forever.
But wait a second, though.
It's like
so
Weekend
it's
at Bernie's with a fucking sentient tree.
They toss their bodies in the street after this.
You're totally right. This is a way more sinister movie than I realized.
Yeah.
No, but so the sunglass emoji is on the tree emoji,
oh,
so
that's
like
true.
Emojis like skin suits almost.
Oh, wow.
And then the third emoji is holding the two over itself for a disguise. Yeah. This is some twisted shit.
Yeah.
This isn't for kids.
Oh, you want to double down on that? There's an old folks home in Textopolis.
Oh, right. The emoticons.
For all the text emojis, and one of them, I dropped my colon.
Oh, right. The emoticons, you call those guys.
What's that?
Emoticons.
Yeah, emoticons. Yeah, I laughed at that colon joke. Cabin, you hear me down there?
What?
I laughed at that colon joke at home.
You have a colon?
For now.
Yes, but that's not what I said.
Okay.
So the whole thing is like Gene wants to go where everybody knows his name, right? It's like Cheers. He wants to be himself. He wants to be popular, all this shit. So the whole thing is take the Dropbox tunnel, which I think is kind of like that Rainbow Bridge in Thor.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
Kind of like that shit.
Exactly.
Right? So it's that, and then if you can reach a firewall and get through it, then you're in the cloud.
And then he can get reprogrammed, which is...
Yeah.
To make himself a true meh.
It's a little too close to conversion therapy than I'd like. You know what I mean? Like, no, not in this movie. No, thank you.
No, thanks.
No, but that's exactly what he wants to do, because he wants to do his dad proud.
But sure,
after
but that's
doing
just,
him dirty at the beginning of the movie.
But that's like when like Domino's does a tweet like "Happy 9/11."
Wait, like, what? What did I miss that one?
No, there's
what
brown,
a scandal
get three
for Domino's.
Medium-sized pizzas for $9.11.
Hashtag National 9/11 Day. I think that's on 9/11.
Hashtag Domino's Apology Tour 2.
Chris, did they really tweet Happy 9/11?
I don't know if it was Domino's, but somebody said, like, it's some shitty, like,
Papa John's. Was it Papa John?
Did somebody say?
This man says SpaghettiOs made light of the World Trade Center.
What business does SpaghettiOs have with a Twitter account?
Well, that's just
what do we need that for?
That's just my point. Is why would Emoji Movie be like, I'm gonna get political?
Yes, exactly.
Because everybody's got to say something, man.
Mm-hmm. I guess
this movie's got a heart, you guys.
It does.
A beating heart.
A heart emoji.
It's got a heart, and then it's got another heart, and then there's a yellow and a heart and a blue heart, and a heart with an arrow through it, and a heart wrapped up like a box of chocolate. There's a lot of heart emojis.
There's a purple heart, a green heart, a yellow heart.
Yep, said them all. Mm-hmm.
Tonight we'll be listing emojis. what's your favorite? Let's just go around.
Let's take out your phone and follow along. Let's.
Oh, Shamrock.
Uh-huh. He wants to escape. James Corden tells him of a princess emoji that left and made it to the firewall, or made it through the firewall to the cloud. Mm.
Yeah, the princess left. Her family doesn't talk to her anymore. You know, she left the community.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's kind of like a One of Us, like a orthodoxy thing going on, man.
Wow.
The One of Us movie.
Oh, I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
Oh, well, if you didn't see it, forget it. You're not going to understand it. Every documentary about women leaving the orthodox community was the joke.
Got it.
Did they go to a...
Moving on.
Did they go to another app? Because apps are like worlds in of themselves.
They are, dude. We should get into that. How does his phone look?
Dude, this kid's fucking storage must be through the roof. He's got so many apps. He's got a Crackle app. No one has a Crackle app. No one.
Dude, but you should have one, though, man, because you could be out and about, like, waiting for the bus, and you're like, oh, fuck, I got to watch Joe Dirt, too.
Or you're just
I wish Crackle had an app so I could watch it on this bus.
I am so glad that I could watch a show about Snatch for some reason.
What?
There's a Snatch show from the movie Snatch.
Oh, the movie
Snatch. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I now realize... I apologize.
I just thought you were being filthy.
It's little early, Steve. It's 3 o'clock.
No, I'm just...
Come on, man. It's the brunch show. Yeah, Jesus.
I should have said the film Snatch. There's a TV show about the film Snatch starring that kid from the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, that guy.
Which one?
Rupert Grint, man.
No.
Yeah, dude. It's sad.
Wow. If I were him, I'd just stay home and swim in money.
Yeah.
Not bother people anymore.
So there's a Crackle app. Basically, they leave their Textopolis app, which is the text app.
Brings them to the wallpaper, which is the space between spaces. And this is when they can see sort of translucently into the other worlds that are coexisting with their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we're not paying to use their names.
Oh, well, unless they're paying to be named.
Right, but
Twitter,
like,
and whatnot.
So, of course, they have to walk by Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like a dark blue cube, and he goes in and checks it out, and then it, like, spits him back out with, like, the like thing, yes. The angry reaction. Like, all those fall out, and you're like, ha, 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 Facebook.
Hello, welcome to Facebook. Yes, yes, I am an African-American woman that wants to tweet about Donald Trump.
This Facebook app brought to you by Cambridge Analytica. But they don't, you know, outright say, like, wow, Facebook.
Yeah.
Some of them do. They're like, oh, Spotify.
Instagram is
Instagram
around.
Gets one.
Dropbox, of course, it has to be Dropbox.
Oh, that's like a plot device. Yeah. Dropbox is one of the heroes
they
of
probably
this
put a
Dropbox
lot of money
is like heaven to these people.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So they should have a hell. There should be Tinder or something there.
They wind up going to, like, this hacker bar that is actually, like, this kid is up to some devious shit.
Yeah,
dude.
It's like, oh, it's the dictionary app. Why are we going here? It's like, no, Alex uses this for all sorts of weird shit.
What's weird. He's like, no, it's not actually a dictionary. That's just a skin. And you're like, ew.
What are we talking about, Winamp?
He, like, lifts up the skin of this app, yeah. Like the dictionary thing, and it's a sordid tale underneath this.
Like, it's like it's a Pirate Bay app. Like, why would you do that? Your phone is fucked. Your phone is totally screwed
Maybe
right
Maybe that's
now.
Why it's messing up.
Oh, that's...
Maybe that infected gene.
Yes, exactly. I would be afraid to send that to the Apple store, to be quite honest.
Yeah, you don't know what they're going to find. Well, you might know what they're going to find.
Yeah, I have an idea. They go in. It's like a hacker pirate bar. And, like, this is where it kind of gets, like, very bizarre. There's, like, actual internet trolls.
How does that happen?
Good question.
Are these people sucked into their phones?
It could be.
They might as well be.
Played by Jeffrey Ross.
Right, the Roastmaster General himself is in this movie.
Wow.
That's
Thank
cool.
Thank you for using his proper title.
What's that?
Thank you for using his proper title. He worked hard for that.
Yeah, of course. He worked hard for that
he
self-appointed
runs an
title.
Army.
And, so, like, they're trying to find a hacker. They do.
Ross.
Who is a hacker named Jailbreak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, it's a thing you can do to a phone is jailbreak it.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I think they got the name from.
I don't know. What is a jailbreak of a phone?
It just means like you fuck with it enough that you can like
do
you
other
know,
shit
mod
on
it.
There. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like but then if you take it back to the Apple store, they're like,
oh, I see.
So it's like, do it at your own risk, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah, jailbreak that phone at your own risk.
So you can like talk to people on the Silk Road a little bit.
Yeah, Silk Road
sure.
apps.
Yeah,
all kinds sure. of pornography apps. You just in your wildest dreams, dude.
Just that's what this kid is doing, man.
Yeah,
that's what
kid,
I'm saying, yeah.
This kid's getting like heroin and grenades shipped to his house.
That's right. So that would actually be good for the grenades because you would wrap them in the heroin and they wouldn't really jiggle in the box.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you don't.
Oh, no,
you don't.
I'm just getting the heroin for packaging peanuts. Those are just packaging peanuts.
Exactly. That's what you want to do because you don't want those. You don't want those grenades jangling around in that box.
Oh, sorry. I got some of the packaging left on this grenade. cocaine.
Give me my little medical app.
My black fucking medical app. Get it now.
There is a YouTube one that
Lord.
We go, end up
oh,
going
oh.
into. And like realistic like he goes in and like
realistically, wait, what?
In the reality of emoji. Oh, no.
Thank you.
If you went into it, like they go in and like it's cat videos and all this, but like in reality, you would walk in there and it would be like, you know that shot when Gina Davis and Michael Keaton see Beetlejuice's real face? It would be something like that.
Or it would be like a 70-foot Alex Jones.
Oh, that would be awesome, dude. He's walking to the... Catch him in bed with a goblin. And another thing about the Jews.
I misspoke there. We call them globalists.
Yeah.
Infowar.fart.
Eat my chicken bone shakes.
Just kind of imagining like Alex Jones scaling the Empire State Building like a big gorilla.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, totally.
Shirt off.
Yes, oh, absolutely. Well, he lost all that weight with those pills that he sells.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
That monkey hair or whatever he grinds up to make those pills.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like a penis bone of some kind.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Right? You grind that down like a rhino horn or something?
I don't think it's just one. Yeah.
Well, no. You
many
need a lot
animal
to make
penises
a pill.
In one
shape. Oh, no. Airplanes, the deep state. No. No.
Well, I guess free speech is dead. 'Twas chili killed the beast.
I forgot my kids, too. I miss my children. They're eating garbage.
Oh, yeah, Prison Planet would be there.
Yes, Prison Planet is all over YouTube.
Exactly, and like PewDiePie and all sorts of racists talking about video games or whatever else. Like, that's what it would be. It would just be like somebody coming in and like shouting horrible shit, like, get the hell out of here.
That's that could be like a little hurdle they have to jump in this movie, right? Yeah. It's like, oh no, it's the YouTube comment boards! And they're just dodging epithets left and right.
This should have just been the YouTube movie. It could just be like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
They have those YouTube movies though, like that
what?
Fred the movie.
Oh, oh come on.
Just where these like entertainers get to make movies.
Those air quotes. This will be on the internet one day. There was a lot of air quotes around entertainers.
Oh yeah. So, sorry the folks at home. The air quotes were for the people in the room.
So yeah, they meet up with Hacker at the Hacker Bar who
Jailbreak.
Of all, Trojan Horse introduces them.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, God, kill me dead. Isn't Trojan Horse like the bartender?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid. What are they drinking?
That's
beer emojis?
I guess beer emojis probably.
And then they're
but beer
dead.
Emojis a person.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
they're drinking,
drinking
people.
His children. They're drinking his children.
They're drinking people.
You think this is that Shut-In's favorite movie?
Yes.
Probably.
All right. Either that or like, Mississippi Burning or some shit.
Something like
he
that.
He loves that that crying laughing emoji. He uses it all the time, Prison Planet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, go to his Twitter.
Well, because he's smarter than us, so he's just laughing so hard at everything.
That's the core of this.
I'm thinking of beer emoji, like this like sick alcoholic kind of a guy. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Yeah, like, dude. It's like the Lost Weekend.
Yeah, it's like Barfly.
Oh, yeah, get Mickey Rourke to do it, too.
Oh, yeah, he would have been in this movie.
Here's to all my emojis.
And yeah, so I mean, like, so they get now there's a crew. It's Jailbreak. It's the Hand. The Hand wants Jailbreak to make him to hack this kid's phone so that like he can be a favorite again or something.
Well, because the High Five, this is important. It's not just a hand. He's a High Five.
Sure.
And he's been dethroned by the fist bump.
Oh.
Right.
Do you get it? Do you really get it? Do you get what's going on
oh,
with this
shit.
Movie? Saying shit.
saying shit.
Dog whistle.
A little bit.
And they are, so they go into the YouTube app, they go into Candy Crush for a little bit.
Oh, the Candy Crush plays a large part of this movie, eating up time and candy.
And I was watching, I was like, wow, that looks like fun, I better spend money on it.
Did you get duped by the Emoji Movie and you bought Candy Crush?
No, of course not.
Because I was like this close. Well, you're watching the Emoji Movie, you know? You're just like,
pass
I could
the
be
time.
Doing anything else. Maybe play that. See what that Candy Crush is all about.
Why are the candy pieces not sentient?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Someone was just like, oh my God. Holy shit.
Shouldn't they should be at least like dogs or cats. Something, you know, like a pet, you know? They could have pet candies.
Well, then, you do like a Swedish fish. Oh. Or like a cowtail. That's not really a whole animal.
Swedish fish could talk like the Swedish chef. It'd be great.
Oh, yeah. They get sued real quick.
You should have been in the writer's room. That was a good joke. But there's a... No, that's a joke that I could see in this movie being good.
Now, folks at home, he did an air quote.
Not... And so, like, Gene gets stuck inside, and they have to play Candy Crush for about 18 minutes.
They literally, here's the thing. The movie stops dead. So they can put the full Candy Crush thing on the screen, takes up the whole screen, and you just hear someone, I think it's who's voicing the jailbreak character?
Anna Faris.
Yeah, it's Anna Faris is just, like, for, like, I don't know who, everybody knows how to play this, but for all, I don't know, some like octogenarian watching this movie is just like, so what you have to do is match up the color correctly, and then they drop down, but you don't want Jean's color to explode. And she's explaining the rules of this game,
yes.
And it eats up another 2 minutes of this movie, of this 86-minute movie.
And then like James Corden as a hand
there we go.
Is eating up all this candy. It's repulsive to look at.
He's eating it with his hand mouth.
Not only that, not only is he eating it with his hand mouth, yeah. He vomits a piece of candy up, and then he eats it again.
Yes. Eats his own vomit. And apparently the hand has a digestive system.
That's the question.
So wait,
is he shitting out the other ones or what?
He's got like a little butthole somewhere.
That's where I come from. Thanks for the money.
Or wait, we did.
You rang.
Or does he just puke? Because we saw him puke once, so we know that's happening.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe so it's both. Like it goes he in, shits, he and digests pukes it, and then it, you know, like a starfish or something.
he's like a starfish, really?
Dude, it's a high five emoji voiced by a British man. Anything is possible. Yeah. This is the Emoji Movie. It doesn't fucking matter. It's not real.
I just remembered, James Corden and Patrick Stewart have a beef. Did you ever see that video?
Oh my God, yes.
Where it was like Patrick Stewart was getting some honor and James like Corden was like ribbing him a little bit.
Oh,
and
right.
And then Patrick Stewart comes out. It's amazing. He's totally drunk. And he's like, well, thank you, James. You know, your belly is quite large. Your belly is very big.
Look at your big belly.
Sure would love to get that belly in the driver's seat of a minivan and sing a stupid song with you.
That's very funny, James. I'm a knight.
So I'm imagining they're promoting it. James Corden's like, wow, this is exciting. He's like, your belly is still quite large, James.
Look at you eating well in America.
You know, I played poop, but you played a fat hand.
Let me tell you something, the design of some of these things, and yeah. This is the high five my wife and I were fucking freaking out last night. Because it should just be like this, right? It's just a high five.
Yeah.
They're making it like move.
Oh, yeah.
And the fingers are like moving. As he moves, like with the motion of him moving, it's like.
He's got a prop. Like he has a bag of props somewhere with like the little monster finger things that come out.
Oh, right, yeah.
Where is that?
And they still don't explain that goddamn Band-Aid. It's disgusting.
We had a rough week that hand.
We need a prequel movie about the hand.
Oh, I'm sure that's a DVD extra, man.
He probably cut it on a bag of chips with his big belly.
Watch that video. He is trashed.
What is the award? Was this the BAFTAs? Because that's a disgrace.
No.
That's a prestigious ceremony, man.
It's a fun award.
No, I think it was like the British People's Choice Award.
Oh, yeah. You should be drunk for that.
So the weird thing about this is there's a lot of like life and death stakes
sure.
in the world of an emoji.
It's the Emoji Movie, man. Everything's on the table.
So, like, they go into the Just Dance thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Christina Aguilera is yelling at them. And they're
it's
dancing.
A giant Christina Aguilera, too.
And oh, is she a giant? Oh, my God.
This is deep.
I have an idea for a bit in the Emoji Movie. What if there was a giant woman? Can she wear cleats?
This is why, man, this relationship, I was like, take it.
Yeah, that's it.
And knew exactly where it would go.
The well garbage. Done. Right in the garbage. But oh, my God.
It's just fun to do that.
So just so all the bots that the smiley lady sent after them find them. So all of a sudden, the phone starts freaking out, and they have to delete it. And I'm like, it's the end of Melancholia. There's a big bright light. Everybody's like, oh, no. It's insane.
Yeah. That big giant woman takes a lot of baths, is going to sleep a lot.
Dude, that'd be awesome if there was like a Kiefer Sutherland emoji and it just shot itself in the head in front of a bunch of horses.
Next to a horse emoji.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, like they're dancing, and then you find out the jailbreak doesn't know how to dance. They're flirting. These two emojis are kind of flirting.
Yeah,
with each
dude,
other.
I don't know. I mean, it was right from the meet cute. You could tell these two emojis.
Okay, and now Jailbreak is wearing like clothes and a beanie, and TJ Miller's character, Gene, meh, is naked.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Just going on a date naked. You ever try that?
Not yet.
I did. That's why I left the show for so long.
Oh, that's where he went.
Yeah, you were gone for approximately...
I said Germany.
Yeah, 9 to 12 months you were gone.
Now we can't play a show anywhere near a school.
That's why he's that far away.
Isn't the rider, man. Get that guy away from me. I still cannot believe you are that far away. It's great.
So, yeah, they're like, then, oh, in this scene.
Big reveal in this scene, Steve.
Oh, really? What did I miss?
Well, because.
That's not what I was talking about.
Oh, great question. Yeah. No, well, I thought this is, so the whole thing about, like, they keep waxing about this princess that escaped. Like,
and right.
Blah, 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 right? So he's like, oh, here's how you dance, Jailbreak. And they're just, like, doing, I believe it's called the emoji push. What is the name of this?
The emoji bop.
I'm so sorry.
Shame on you.
It would have been better, by the way, if it was the emoji shuffle, first of all.
Yeah, just sure.
Anything with shuffle at the end of it is very funny.
Yeah. Is there a fridge emoji?
A refrigerator Perry, you think?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyone's dad in the audience?
They mentioned the fridge. This is great. No, so they're dancing, and she gets into it. He teaches her how to dance, sure. Right? Because this Just Dance app is like, what? It's a game?
Yeah, it's like a game. It's like a
Is that revolution. A real app?
It must be.
I don't know.
Audience? Okay.
Oh, okay.
Really? Wow.
One guy was like, yeah, move on. It's the greatest game ever. No, so she really gets into it, and she's dancing, and then like her dumb hat falls off.
Oh, right.
And the hair goes with it, and you're like, what? And she's the princess. Holy shit.
Who cares?
Someone did. One of the 19 writers on this did.
I guess.
And at this point also, the app gets deleted, and James Corden doesn't make it.
He is he's presumably killed.
Oh, right, because he's getting the phone like reformatted at the store?
Yeah. No, this is before. He just because basically...
I see.
The Just Dance app starts playing in the middle of class, and everyone makes fun of him for having music going off on his phone. He deletes the app. James Corden is erased from existence.
So, do these like emojis have to whisper? Like, if what they do affects what happens on his phone, it's like,
yeah.
Could you pass the salt?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's like a quiet place.
Nice.
Whenever you don't have your phone out,
it's like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I don't care if you're a baby, shut the fuck up.
All the emojis have to walk on
sand.
Do you
want to be fucking deleted? Shut the fuck up.
I would love that. They're all just hiding.
I haven't seen
that bookshelf in front of that door. What?
I haven't seen that movie yet, but that quiet Monopoly seems like a lot of fun.
Quiet? What did you say?
In the trailer, they're playing like Quiet Monopoly with like felt and shit.
Oh, yeah. Listen, that's how Monopoly should be played, by the way.
Exactly.
Just everybody shut the fuck up and get through it. The faster everybody shuts the fuck up, we can finish this game of Monopoly.
I was going to say, that's an easy way to get killed. You and you get your dad to play Monopoly with you and you beat him, everybody's dead.
Yep. Oh, yeah. The vacation's ruined if you beat dad at Monopoly.
Shut the fuck up. Do you want dad to delete you?
What's going on over there? I sure hope no one's trying to best me at Monopoly.
So they wind up, James so Corden goes to like prison or whatever, or hell.
Well, it's the trash, I guess. Like he's waiting to be overwritten or whatever.
There's no trash on your phone. You can't like visit the trash.
There's trash
can
on my phone. No, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you're deleted for good. An app is deleted for good.
And for some reason, like Jeff Ross as the internet troll is also there, and it's like, okay.
Well, that's really saying something, right? Because, internet trolls just should live in garbage. Yes. And most of them kind of do in their natural habitats of basements and whatnot.
And James Corden's, like, pretending like it's prison. He's like, oh, nobody knows the texts I've seen or some awful song. And then there's the giant woman is there, too. Yeah. A giant woman in prison. I have an idea the emoji movie. Can I write it?
Sounds like you have an idea for an Italian film from the 70s.
Oh, she's locked in a dark room. It's a dark, huge room.
That's right, Mr. Sadek. A nice, dark room.
She's so big. So they have to break him out. And they use like some sort of rope to get him out.
So it's just a rope, dude. It's not some kind of like e-rope or a magic
or
rope.
Like
they just find a rope in a phone.
Ew.
Because what the fuck? Who cares? It's the emoji movie. Nothing matters. This is society right now. One emoji using a rope to pull another one out of the garbage.
Did they find it in the boat that they sail down Spotify in?
Oh, my Lord.
That's
you're
dumb.
Right, because they were right next to Dropbox.
Yeah.
All our troubles are over, dude. But he's deleted, and the trash is apparently on the other side of the phone, and they can't get there quickly. So you know how you get through, just like how you get through work. You put on Spotify. You ride those sound waves, man.
Yeah, dude, just pray for it to be over soon.
Suddenly you're there back in the garbage.
Waiting for the Hail Bob app.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'd like to purchase that app.
I want to purchase
all of the apps.
Dude, the Hail Bob app is really great because all it is like a little clock, and it tells you exactly when that comet's going to come and the exact moment you should commit suicide.
Oh, okay.
That's the Hail Bob comet app.
I would love to know when I should commit suicide.
Yeah.
Because it's just a question.
Hey, Steve, do it now. Time's up, Steve.
I think I have a knife.
All right, we'll figure it out. So, They take him out of the garbage, and now Maya Rudolph has sent a weird big old monster after him because we're just running time off the clock.
Yeah, apparently she does some upgrade to the bot that deletes people. And
she
now
puts in one of the microchip's children into the bot.
Yeah, it goes from like RoboCop to Kane from RoboCop 2.
Oh!
Sick rap, dude.
Which is slightly bigger. Anyway, it's pursuing them.
Yes, and they best it by like using his like Mr. Fantastic arms to wrap him up.
Right.
And also, for no reason whatsoever, we go to Instagram, and we're it's the fucking B plot to end all B plots.
B is generous, dude. This is like
did somebody say B.
This movie is very much like B-movie, by the way.
B-movie, yes. Better movie.
Better movie.
Yes.
Better,
100%. Because
I've looked at a B and I'm like, wow, that guy's kind of cool. I've never given a shit about an emoji.
Steve's been like, look at that B. I wonder what his day-to-day is like. Does he have parents? Did he have to go to college? I wish there was a movie that would tell me.
I wonder if he stops to smell the flowers.
Exactly. Ooh. These things and more.
So yeah, they're getting like they basically they're looking for their son. They leave the apps too, and now they're like they're fighting with each other. And
oh, these are the meh parents, the
mother and father meh.
Yeah,
they got a meh marriage.
But so the wife is like looking for the husband, and she just is. It's Jennifer Coolidge, like, wow, I wonder if he's in Instagram. And somewhere somebody cashed a check.
Yep. And apparently this kid went to Paris, little rich boy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. This motherfucker, which also it brings to mind really quickly, this movie should not have like the people.
No.
And this kid and his shitty life. Like, I don't care about any of it.
This could have been a nice, narrow 65 minutes. Mm-hmm. Get the kid out of here.
Totally. Like, the little bits of, like, Andy and his life that you see in Toy Story, that's more than enough.
Yep.
You know the vacations this kid takes, crushes he has in school, bullies that pick on him?
This kid's a creep, by the way.
Big time. Big time creep.
We find out that his password is this girl he's never even dated. Ew.
Like, they haven't...
Ew.
He cannot even speak to her. Yeah. They only speak through the language of emoji.
I think like kids just do that.
Yeah, you know it's not too different from hieroglyphics.
Oh fuck! Damn it!
Remember that scene of the movie?
Yep. Uh-huh. They're learning about hieroglyphics in high school. What remedial class is this? That is first grade or bust.
They didn't have letters; they just had pictures. Can you believe it? 16-year-olds.
Yeah. Technically, the first emoji movie was Stargate.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I can't believe that played. Nicely done, audience.
Well, listen, like, the gate is like, that's how you get to Dropbox, and fucking James Spader decides to stay in Dropbox.
You're right, it's all coming together.
A little Kurt Russell emoji, maybe? Oh,
I would love a little Kurt Russell emoji.
Yeah, he passed. I didn't. I was there the whole time.
Why is he... Poor Patrick Stewart has four fucking lines in this movie.
It's disgusting.
It's fine.
No, it's disgusting. No.
Well, that's because he's poo.
Yeah, the lines he's saying are disgusting.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
No, he's... No, it's disgusting because I was bummed, man. It's like all you saw of this movie was just that little turd everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I thought we're talking like major
turd
player
town.
Here.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Turd Town.
Yes, dude, one-way ticket.
Nonstop.
But it's not.
Welcome to Turd Town.
I want
to
know.
I have my own app now. You can rate your poos. That's got to exist, right? And like the ass end of the iTunes
Road.
Store. What?
On the Silk Road.
Yeah, oh. That should be like on the main stage, though, man.
The main stage.
Should it?
How do they not go to like an app store in this? That should
that
be
would
a thing.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of fun.
Something, right?
Go shopping. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It'll be like the mall scene.
Yes.
Right?
Oh.
They're going to try on some new apps.
It's kind of like they go to Amazon, and that's what it would be. Amazon is the mall.
Oh, yeah.
Amazon said no.
Yeah, well, they didn't.
Amazon said no. Netflix said no. Hulu said no.
That's how you get Crackle in your movie.
Those dudes all said no, and then they were like, well, maybe we won't have a streaming platform, and then Crackle went, please!
I feel like that's how you answer your phone at Crackle. Hulu said no, huh? Yep, uh-huh. Yeah, it's Bob. Hulu said no, huh? Okay, thank you.
Please, God, all we have is Joe Dirt 2 and low-res Seinfeld reruns.
And the
fucking
single
help us!
And a single episode of DuckTales!
With nine commercials built into it.
But that's right, comedians in cars getting coffee or whatever, that Seinfeld show moved from Crackle.
Wow.
Yeah, it got right out of there as soon as possible.
You know, the Hell About comic, that's the fucking end of days of Crackle, man. That's it.
Oh, shit.
That's it.
You think they, like, killed themselves?
Yeah, possibly. That's how Crackle parties end, with a big punch bowl. We will accept Crackle money if anyone's interested. If anyone from Crackle works.
Well, if you want to do Joe Dirt 3.
Yeah, sure.
We're in for anything.
Sure, I could wear a fun mullet.
Yeah.
I don't know where you go with the Joe Dirt 3. The second one already had time travel.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wait, aliens. I think you go full aliens.
Aliens is good.
I think
aliens
that's what
good.
Has to happen.
That's something. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's back pocket that for later. Yeah.
Joe Dirt 3: Beyond Jupiter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you picture that guy like in an alien bathroom trying to figure out how it works?
Oh, man. That would be a lot of
that's
laughs.
That's 20 minutes right there.
How is he going to get that mullet in a space helmet? That'd be fun, too.
Oh, my God. I'm laughing already.
Dude, and they have to give him a haircut, and he's like crying about it.
Yes,
you never want to lose your mullet, man.
Yeah, they got to put him in one of those like silver jumpsuits
because he's an astronaut now.
I guess.
All right, well, we'll continue workshopping Joe Dirt 3
after the show. So they go up into, they have to cross like the River Styx to get to a firewall in front of your Dropbox. You don't have to just put in a password. No. It's a full firewall.
It's terrifying. It's like the source wall, man. It's freaky.
The source wall now?
It's just a freaky thing from Jack Kirby's New Gods, right, everybody?
Cool, I'll be over here.
And did you hear that beep boop noise that happened right now? That was after my bad joke. That was the bad joke alarm.
It was
that went
a phone
off.
Reacting.
And yeah, so this is when we find out that he's using Addie's name as a password.
It's creepy. It's creepy as fuck.
It's a little weird.
Why not, like, does he have a dog? Like, you know, it's the pet's name, something like that. Don't make him a serial killer before his time.
Let him fuck with the dog first, apparently. That's how they usually start.
That's right. That's right. It's a good tip for anyone out there. Mm-hmm. You know, a kid who's killing animals.
Yeah.
Keep your eye on that guy.
You better keep an eye on that kid. Somebody's like, what? He's just killing animals. It's fine.
These are the little critters. You got a little Jeffrey Dahmer there.
A little Jeffrey Dahmer, for sure. Yeah. And so they make it through to the cloud. And once they get to the cloud, James Corden's like, yeah, I forgot what my whole purpose was. He doesn't even talk about that thing. And now, like, Matt is about to be reprogrammed, and you know the princess is like, you know, why do you want to do that? You should just be yourself. And that's almost a message in almost a movie.
Almost. They're like this close to trying to figure something out at some point.
Happy 9/11.
Oh, SpaghettiOs. Uh-oh. You hear that down there, Kevin?
What?
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs joke?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You know why? Because Chef Boyardee must run SpaghettiOs because old people cannot stop tweeting about 9/11.
Wait, do old people eat a lot of SpaghettiOs?
No, Chef Boyardee is an older man.
Oh, right.
No, I think that's a cartoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they moved.
Wait, there's no fucking real Chef Boyardee?
If there was, he's been dead for like at least 70 years.
Yeah, it's just an animated O now.
Yeah, that dude's like center stage, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Chef Boyardee is a skull emoji now. Right?
And now it's run by like Cody Boyardee, like his grandson.
Cody.
Yeah, it'd be Cody. And he's like a real asshole because he's rich.
Yeah.
Cody Boyardee's got like affluenza.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That makes
sense. That's the way I see it.
So. They are. They're. She's about to reprogram him, but then she's. Somehow she breaks his heart, right? How does that work?
Well, because so he comes in. She's like, all right, cool. We did it. You help me out. I'm going to keep the other end of the bargain. I'm going to go hack the phone, and I'm going to reprogram you, and you can be mad, and this movie can fucking blissfully end. And he's like, all right, cool. And she goes into some sort of mainframe to do it, and she's hacking away, and he's like, wait a second. I want to be myself. I've realized this journey through this phone has taught me I want to be myself and express myself however I choose. So he goes in and he's like, hey, stop the hack. I love you. And she's like, oh, ew. She's like, that's cool, man, but
that doesn't
friends.
Exist between emojis.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gene.
She's just like, I'm a princess and you're TJ Miller. Nah.
Yeah, you gotta set a lot of boundaries.
And he gets all fucking ready to 4chan out on her. And like
4chan is a verb.
Thank you. And he like storms back out and high fives like, oh great, let's go sing in a Ford Windstar.
What?
That's what he does. Oh, that's what he's made millions of dollars doing, singing in vans, dude. That's right. Just singing in minivans.
Sure.
No, so then he's like, oh, did you score? Or like whatever. And he's like, no, I'm actually mad because my heart's broken. I got friend zoned. No.
That's a dumb word.
I feel like that was in the first draft of this. Yeah, and they were like, cut it out. That's really bad now.
That's like a password to get into 4chan is friend zone.
Yeah, totally.
This actually
those
makes
guys suck.
This actually makes no sense. These are just electric blips going off in reality.
I forgot my 4chan login. What was it? Incel cock 69.
Password Addy.
Oh, ew. Yeah. Ew. They wind up, they're very sad. He becomes very sad, so now he is meh, finally.
Look at me, I have become meh. Look upon my works in despair. I have become meh.
Destroyer of text messages.
See, he just needed a little life experience before he could become a proper emoji. Ready for the screen.
Yeah, like crushed. He needs to be crushed.
Yes, everyone needs to be crushed.
He needs to have his dreams destroyed before he then goes back out into the working world.
And at this point, Alex is about to delete his entire phone's history or whatever at the Apple store, at the whatever store, the phone store.
No, it's most pointedly like none of the... It's just like, it's the phone store. I have an appointment at the phone store. To get my phone fixed.
And when this pops up...
Hey, is that a new phone?
Yes, it's like your phone, but with a better camera.
Oh, is that phone X?
Shh, that's too close.
Swarm!
Release the lawyers.
So when this pops on the calendar, everyone in the phone, the emojis in the phone... are like, oh no, the world is about to end.
Yes, life as we know it is over, dude.
The doomsday clock is 5 minutes to midnight. There you go.
Yeah, that's how I like it.
Here, take this.
It's sort of like The Watchmen.
Yeah, I know. And
just dust it off. Just dust it off and take it.
Yeah, it got out of the trash. Yeah. That's James Corden.
Yeah, so he's like... there should have been like a little Morgan Freeman that comes out. It's like, our time as emojis are over with.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, something like that.
That would work, right?
Maybe they get into a spaceship to leave and they have to drill on Alex or something.
Speaking of spaceships, I think this is around when Sir Poop Trick Stewart turns around in a captain's chair and says, like, red alert or something.
And I threw a shoe at the television. It's just the red alert, and I fucking threw up. Fuck you, Star Trek joke in this. How dare you?
I guarantee you didn't even do it. They just took that from the show. It's like, no, I'm not doing this. Look at this big animator and his big belly.
Do you know how many impersonators I have?
Four at least.
There's four who could do it quite poorly.
He has to... Gene runs back to the phone or Textopolis because he wants to like save the world or something.
Well, at least like see his friends and family before they all die.
He gets arrested.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the bots arrest him.
He gets picked up by the bot comes through the cloud and takes him.
Yeah. Oh, high five, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Gene gets arrested and then high five, and the princess are left alone when we see the most terrifying thing in this entire movie, which is the sentient Twitter bird. Eyeless monstrosity. Like, it's a fine logo, but Christ, that thing moves.
And they're riding it. They're riding its back. Yes. And I think we should be hearing tweets during this.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Like the failing Washington Post. Sad Ivanka.
Ivanka. Oh, just every time it flaps its wings, like his shit falls out of it.
Exactly.
Not going to mention that fire at my building.
Actually, that fire was good because only one person died.
Look at all these loser firefighters that got hurt in this fire.
It's a well-made building.
I would have run right in there. I wouldn't have thought of that for a second.
Oh, fuck them. Just fuck them.
True.
Just fuck the whole thing.
Yep.
And so they wind up they're about to be erased or whatever. And
this is, it's kind of terrifying and also makes for the best part of the movie. Sure. Because as they're all being deleted or reset or whatever, you're just watching them disintegrate.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's fantastic. Just like Poop, he gets flushed. Which is a joke they could have made, because listen how fucking terrible that was, right? Somehow absent from this film.
But am I to understand that every time you get your phone fixed, you are slaughtering, like, really...
Mass genocide.
Yes. Yep.
Genocide, dude.
Every time. Okay.
Text genocide.
Dude, we might be in a phone right now.
Wow.
Think about it.
I'm thinking about it.
Good thing we're not stoned, man. I'd be freaked out with that. What a comment. Woo! It's a thinking man's joke. It's kind of great. I mean, did you notice this? As they all disappear, no one has any like last words. They all freeze and look at another emoji and just vanish. They all fall to pixels. It's so awesome.
It's eerie, man.
Just dead. All these characters I've hated for the last 80 minutes. Dead.
But what happens is, you know, Addie happens to be at the store, which I think is not a mistake. This guy knows her schedule. He's like, I got to go to the Apple store or the phone store exactly at 4 p.m. Oh, Addie, funny running into you here. Do you know you're my password?
He doesn't even do that. He stands in the opposite end of the room and texts her.
Yeah.
Man, what a creep.
Well, I think that's a comment on today's society, man.
Oh, shit.
Nobody's saying anything.
This is like, this movie's saying something.
Totally, it's revolutionary.
Happy 9/11.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, indeed. Yeah.
So they wind
up... How was that not Domino's, though? That is such a... That is a Domino's move if I've ever heard it.
If it's
and, like,
mistake.
Fucking John Domino's just like, wait, we tweeted what? Oh... Here we go again.
All right, look, we are sorry for the way our pizza tastes, the boxes they come in, and yes, we're sorry for the 9/11 tweet.
Fucking tweet insurance, Jesus.
So he texts her an emoji, and like with Gene's dying breath, he does this thing which can't happen on a phone where it's like an animated emoji, I guess, sort of.
Yeah, it's well, that's him doing all of the faces.
All at the same time,
and it
right?
It inspires this kid not to delete his phone or whatever.
Well, the inspiration comes when Addie looks at it and goes, "Ha, hey, cool emoji."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Wait, what? She said it was cool."
This diseased phone's good for something.
Yeah, exactly.
He does make some comment. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm gonna keep this fucked up phone."
Ew.
Oh, he was right, but she says
Addie
something.
Addie likes it. Oh, my God. The giant girl loves this emoji.
No, she's dead for good, though, I think.
Who?
The giant girl. She never comes back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Christina Aguilera? No,
yeah. Yeah. Her character perished.
Yeah.
There are casualties in war.
But now everybody comes back after he, like, unplugs the erasing thing.
Well, that's
like,
not a thing.
Yeah, I
guess. Is that gone. A thing? That's
no,
not a thing.
It's not a thing.
The thing's gone. Everybody's gone. Everybody's gone.
No, but everyone comes back, and now Gene has been like heralded as the savior of their race, and he becomes like a dictator for life, I think.
I think so, yeah, that makes
really
sense.
It's really cool to finally see a movie where one white guy is the special one and saves the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool to finally
see a movie like
that.
It's a spin on the old formula is what it is.
And we get to see the previous female leader be smashed under a giant robot and her teeth broken out.
Oh, yeah. Take that, Maya Rudolph.
Yikes.
Yeah. Done.
So, yeah, he wins.
Everyone's memory should have been erased.
Yes! Oh, my God, what an eerie end.
Oh, what happened? You know?
Yeah, the prince is like, who are you? It's like fucking Twin Peaks. It's like, what year is this?
And then someone just screams and it cuts to black.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful ending for the Emoji Movie.
Speaking of what year is this, I was workshopping a little idea on the way over here.
Oh,
I was
nice.
If anyone would like to hear it.
Oh, sure.
Now, how about the Emoji Movie set in the late 1970s? And because there were emojis back then. They date back to hieroglyphics.
Oh, of course. Right. Sure.
So,
as we now know.
The smiley face, have a nice day. That's your leading man.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay?
Oh, he's like their god.
Exactly. Now, Kilroy was here. That's a dude.
What?
You ever see that?
Yeah.
It's peering over a fence with a big nose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
of course. Hang in there, kitty. He's around.
Yes, that's
you're pitching the poster movie.
Oh, the poster. Okay. Oh,
the
damn.
Poster
it sucks that Farrah Fawcett is dead.
She would have been a good lead.
You'd have to fight an awful lot of Bob Marleys and Albert Einsteins, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, no. It's the army of Pulp Fictions.
Cabin, could you imagine if those two got together?
Oh, I mean, I also think that the main villain is going to be all the R. Crumb cartoons.
Also, John Belushi in a college shirt.
Yeah, that's the one.
You
that's
get a Scarface in there. How'd you get that Scar tough guy from eating too many posters?
So now this is all taking place exclusively in like a college dorm.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I think it's the idea. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We watched this. We'd watch that.
Oh, we'd watch it all.
Well, listen, if they can have those movies that are just like collections of trailers,
yeah,
You could just do like people looking at posters and then there's like
Wait,
narration
that,
over it.
That's an art house film.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
Isn't that Ready Player One? I didn't see it.
Oh, that's a sack of turds for another day.
Turd Town.
I'm the man. No, so they wind up. And now, Gene is the most popular emoji ever, and everyone's like, "Yay, you're white, it's great." And they like leave him like he's like the king of them, and basically like they abolish the recently used room or whatever the fuck. So this phone's really fucked up.
Yeah,
like this kid's phone is diseased.
Yeah,
they're calling the shots. These emojis are calling the shots.
Yeah, man, I think that's what we're led to believe here.
Sort of like teenagers, like. Their phones tell them what to do these days.
Uh-huh.
Those kids are just phones.
No, this is the beginning of Akira. This is not.
And yeah, like that's kind of it. The princess and he get together. Mm-hmm. We do the emoji bop and we're the fuck out of there, man.
And it's, man, here's the thing. I think, hear me out on this.
No.
Is anybody in the next like year or so planning on attending a wedding? Anybody going to a wedding, right? So
aren't all of
the weddings?
No, so this is. Hear me out, right?
I'm going to one on Friday, man.
Oh, cool.
This might be a plan.
All right, so keep your ears peeled.
Okay.
All right, now, because they're trying so hard to shoehorn this dumbass dance from this movie, right? I started wondering, like, fuck, are we going to be doing the emoji bop at wedding reception? Is it like the new electric slide? Like, is that happening?
The answer to this is no.
Steve, start it up, man.
Oh, my God.
Or it's at least shit to, like, hypnotize your dumb kids.
Yeah.
Because they come out, and they're all lined up in a row, and somebody just goes, let's do the emoji bop.
Yeah.
Fucking don't name that shit. Just dance around with all your little smiley faces and beer mugs and hearts of different colors and shut up. Emoji bop. Dumb. But I just want to know, if you go to a wedding and someone's like, let's do the emoji bop, shove them.
Yes.
Just shove them. Shove them into the cake. I don't even care. Don't let it take off.
Even if it's the bride and groom, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
fuck them right
especially
up.
If it's the bride
yeah.
and groom.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. Fuck them up.
Make it a red wedding then. You know, stab her in the belly.
Yeah. that's one I watched.
There's a stinger scene, right? A little bit?
Oh yeah, there's like it's like a mid cred,
which I wasn't able to watch because Netflix doesn't allow you to watch fucking credits anymore. It's like, hey, watch Lemony Snicket. Like, let me finish the movie I'm watching. Hey, you like that movie? You want something totally different?
The stinger scene, I think, is just like Maya Rudolph is down in the room with all the reject emojis,
okay.
Which that eggplant is still there. Come on.
No, I think when that kid's 17, that guy's going to be, fuck you, Gene, I'm the king.
All right, dude.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah, that's Emoji Movie 2, The Usurper.
Oh, yes.
All right, we got another 6 eggplants going to Addy. Everybody get out. Here comes the hand. It's going to scan you. What a stupid movie. What a stupid mm-hmm. thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was a dumb movie.
Stupid.
I don't like it.
But it did, you have something that it did spawn, right?
Oh, a little piece of journalism.
Yes.
You guys like learning things.
This is something, we usually, like to read some correspondence from the Internet Movie Database, right? This time, though, there was something that Chris Cabin found. Mm-hmm. The depths of the Internet.
Mm-hmm. This might have been why he was gone for a while. Let's see what it is.
So it's something reporting from therap.com. Headline, New Jersey man accused of masturbating at emoji movie showing.
Anyone else get turned on during that movie?
I don't know, man. That hand with a mouth.
Yeah.
Turned my phone on, I'll tell you that.
Cops are still on the hunt for a quote.
Oh, he's on the loose?
What?
Dude.
He
oh
might
my, they didn't get
Listen,
him. They didn't
look,
get
hold
him.
Hold on a second. Look around. Make sure no one is masturbating. He might be here.
And
the
listen.
Emoji bopper.
Fuck. Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah.
The emoji bopper is still on the loose. Says.
He's bopping his eggplant, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful. Okay, ready? I just can't. And they got a picture.
Oh, come on. Wait,
what? Of the hand. And it's right after he's going to eat his own vomit.
Yep. That's not a mistake.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Someone at the rap was having a little bit of fun with that.
It's just gross. Now I want to. We should before we read this and thrill everybody.
Okay.
Because we got to start wrapping up. So we do want to thank you all for coming out. Give yourselves a round of applause. You've been awesome. Thanks to the New York Podfest for having us.
Yep.
Thanks to this great place, the Abrams Art Center, by the way. I'm going to do a selfish plug really quickly. This place is operated by a larger group called the Henry Street Settlement. Full disclosure, my wife works here. And in this age, yes, cheer my wife. Cheer her. She's not even here.
Oh, what?
No, she's here.
All right, she better be.
No, but in the cesspool of our time, the Henry Street Settlement is a place that is doing great work for this city. So check them out, henrystreet.org, I believe it is. They're celebrating their 125th anniversary.
Wow.
So shameless plug for the Henry Street Settlement.
Can I do another one?
Yeah, plug away.
There's a little show called Alex Inc.
We're all big fans.
It's about a podcast.
We're all very big fans.
Zach Braff is in it. It's great. The writing is excellent.
Now back to a grown man masturbating at a children's movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Is everybody ready? Because I don't know that I am. Police are currently searching for a man accused of, quote, performing a lewd act, end quote, at a Friday Howell, New Jersey showing of the Emoji Movie. The man, described as, now, thank God they've opened the doors, a white heavyset man in his 20s or 30s from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, that's... All right, you know what? Yeah, I'll sit right here, man. I know where I was.
Yeah, you watched this for the first time last night.
Well, I have an alternate theory. Even though I'm not the emoji bopper, I promise you all.
Sure.
It says swarm!
It says a lewd act, but like, it's almost impossible to sit through this movie and not do the jerk-off motion with your hand. You know what I mean? Like, not actually masturbating. So like, if you're in the front, you're like, ah, this fucking movie! And they're like, oh my God!
A heavyset white man in his 20s or 30s was accused of masturbating a ghost in a Howell, New Jersey movie theater.
I want a hard target search of every Cars 3, Coco, the breadwinner.
Oh, God. All right. His 20s or 30s was literally caught with his pants down. Thank you, the rap.
Oh, okay. All right. Then that's it.
At Howell's Escape Movie Theater. Terrible name for a movie theater.
Sure.
It's Escape with an X as the capital, and then there's no E.
Isn't it Escape Room and a movie theater in one?
They lock you in and play the Emoji Movie on loop, and it's like, figure it out. You might die in here. We don't care. Escape Cinemas.
Well, if I'm going to die, I'm going to jerk off one last time.
I don't know. Jailbreaks blue highlights. Doing nothing for you?
Not doing zero. All
right, I'm just checking, Steve.
All right. All right.
So far, man. Shit's adding up. New Jersey News 12 first broke the news. Be proud of that. Okay. According to a woman watching...
Broke the news, by the way. We're sorry to interrupt this program. We have news from the Emoji Movie.
We'll get back to The Flash in a minute.
Oh, my God.
It just keeps getting worse, though. According to a woman watching the film with her children...
Oh, man.
The man was seated alone in the back row of the theater with his hands down his unzipped pants.
All right, check the back row here.
Is everybody behaving back there? The theater's manager asked the man to leave per the witness's complaint, and police are now searching for him. Big mistake, movie theater manager.
Don't
let that guy go.
No.
Oh, come here, sir. There's a free ticket offer for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right this way. It's in the manager's office behind this locked door.
Hey, you want to see the Star Wars movie a little early? Come in this room.
Well, I was going to jerk off to that anyway. Well, get right in there.
Come in this room.
Oh, right.
I thought that's what you meant.
That's what I, yeah, okay. You know what, well dude, done. Don't come in this room, come in this room. All right, get away from everybody.
This is, I know you want to do it during the movies. This is the cum room. No, this is, no, it's a thing now.
Sure.
Only at Escape Cinemas.
Well, Escape with an X, that sounds like a strip club to me, man.
Yes, dude, totally.
Yeah.
Ugh. Never want to go to this theater. Now, here I feel is where the author realized, well, there's not much of a story, right?
Sure.
Because we didn't catch the guy. We don't know who the emoji bopper is. Right? We don't have time yet to go over the air and say that he was a lone wolf and a lonely child who had a hard life.
All we know is that he had a lot of comic book t-shirts.
Yes. He was originally from the Bronx, New York.
All right, we get it. Everybody gets it.
Well, the manager approached him. The man just yelled, "Figure it out!"
No. No.
All right, so this is where I feel they're just padding this article because this is a detour not called for.
Uh-huh.
So the last thing I said was police are now searching for him, right? In 1991, Pee-wee's Big Adventure actor Paul Reubens was busted for masturbating in an adult movie theater.
Totally unrelated
event. Come on. Come on. What are you doing to this man?
Are they throwing Fred Willard in there too, or what?
No, Fred Willard's skating right by, just like he did IRL.
This is why Paul Reubens does not have Google Alerts on. Because every fucking couple of months, somebody jerks off somewhere, and it's like, yep, remember when you did that? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And it would have been really bad here, too, because he gets the alert, and he's like, oh, boy, the rap. And then he reads it, and he's like, This article, man. Masturbating in an adult movie theater, which also... You get what you pay for.
Apples and oranges, my
with
friend.
With the Paul Reubens situation, man. But Fred Willard, you're right, though. He totally skated on it. He was just like, I'm an old man and I'm lost. They're like, right this way, rich white guy.
Do you know Christopher Guest?
This isn't my living room? Like, yeah, we know.
I thought I was in a fake documentary. all right. That was bad, but this is way worse, according to this article.
Yeah.
The man was bold enough to pleasure himself during a family animated film with children in the audience. Insert gross emoji here.
Oh.
Oh, my God. We have been We Hate Movies from New York City, everybody. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.